95.3 Gorilla.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, sunshine.
Oh, you better have a good reason for getting us out of bed this early, jerk.
Happy National Nut Day.
Happy National Nut Day.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
I'm also allergic to cashews and almonds and filberts.
So basically, all nuts.
Listen, be careful.
You better be careful.
What is that?
What is that?
This show is chock full of nuts.
These people are nuts.
It's showtime.
Feels like it was National Nut Day just a couple days ago, doesn't it? It's been a whole year. Yeah, there's peanuts playing in the background. Hey, it's 95.3 Gorilla. I'm Ryan. Gavin, what's going on? A question for you. When's the last time you hit up our deals store? 95.3Gorilla.com. You don't even have to type the www part. Just go to 95.3Gorilla.com. Click on store right on the front of our website. Amazing half-off daily deals. Businesses, experiences, things to do, places to go, food to eat. It's all half-off. We know you love to shop local and support local businesses right here on the coast. The best way to do it is by going to 95.3Gorilla.com. You get a half-off deal. All the local businesses get your support. It's incredible. And we're a local business too, by the way. 95.3Gorilla is local, local, local.
Attention. Cash alert. Cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the banana bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the banana bank?
What are you doing?
95.3 Gorilla, who's this?
Marina.
Hi, Marina. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. All right.
Good. Good, good, good. You're better than all right. You're caller number 10.
Oh, nice.
Banana Bank is happening. Marina, what town are you in? Where are you calling me from?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. All right, here we go. I have $3,500 in the bonus round for you, but we got to get there first, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's the deal. We're going to start with a certain price, and you just have to tell me up or down. That's it, okay? No pressure. Just up or down. You know how this works, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Marina, here we go. Your first price is $680. $680. Are we going up or are we going down?
Going down.
$680, Marina says. Down is correct. Down to $225. $225 is your new price. You want to win that money or do you want to keep playing?
I'll go one more time.
One more time. $225 is the new price. Are you sure? We're going up or down? What are you thinking?
Go up.
Going up. $225. Marina says up. Up to $480. You just won $480. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. So you can keep it or you can guess one more time. And if you're right, we're going to hit you with that $3,500 bonus round. You want to keep the cash? You want to do it again?
I think I'm going to take the money.
Good choice. $480 from Gorilla. Congratulations.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
Today, I want to know how you deal with people that drive you nuts. How do you deal with annoying people? How do you do it? Got some great comments from social, and the phone lines are already blowing up. I want to know, how do you deal with annoying people? Billy's first up. Billy, how have you dealt with people that have been annoying or obnoxious or something like that?
Well, I'm not sure if it's totally obnoxious, but I went to Walmart garden department and I wanted to buy a bench that was $37 even. And hanging on it was a sign that said 10% off.
Oh,
I told the manager I wanted to buy it and she panicked and she says, well, I got to figure out what 10% off is. And I said, it's $3.70. And she says, sir, I'd like to take your word for it, but I got to figure it out myself.
No.
So she called.
No.
Looked like high school kid over and asked her if she could figure it out for her. And he said, well, if it was 50%, I could. So anyhow, she ended up going to sending them to an electronics department or something, getting a calculator and bringing it back. And she finally figured out it was $3.70.
You have got to be kidding me.
The woman behind me was just dying laughing.
Dude, I wouldn't have been able to keep cool. Like, I think that would have set me off.
Really?
I think I would have hit orbit, you know, at Mach 17 at that point. Like, come on, really? Getting mad just thinking about it. And you dealt with it by just calmly going through it and getting the calculator and showing her. I would have been like, are you for real? Whew, getting heated up in here. All right, how have you dealt with annoying people?
I have a coworker that picks his nose constantly, like morning, noon, and night, and he doesn't care. And he's been called out on it, and he just keeps doing it.
Dude, that's a war crime. I'm sorry.
I know. It's disgusting.
That's gross. You should replace the Kleenex with, like, Elmer's glue or something.
I know, right?
Oh, gross. All right, time for one more. How do you deal with people that are obnoxious or people that just annoy you? How do you do it? Next is Kate. Hey, Kate, you're on the air.
I was once at a wedding, and the lady behind me answered her phone right before the bride came down the aisle.
Straight to jail. Like, you tackle her. The guy's in the suits. You tackle her. You rip the phone out of her hand right in the cop car. What happened?
Yeah, so like three bridesmaids went down, the parents of the bride and everything, and all of a sudden her phone rings and she answers it, like, turn it off, but she just answers it. She's like, oh, the bride's coming, she looks beautiful, and she proceeds to talk. And I was just so embarrassed because I was sitting close to her.
I wouldn't have been able to sit still. I would have been like, hang up the phone now.
They shouldn't.
Do it now. I have no chill. No, get out of here, man.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
So Madonna's raising eyebrows, but when has she not raised eyebrows, huh? She just released a very NSFW short film for Confessions 2. It's a 13-minute short movie featuring six songs from the upcoming album Confessions 2. And it's a little raunchy, to be honest with you.
People think that dance music is superficial, but they've got it all wrong. The dance floor is not just a place. It's a threshold. A ritualistic space where movement replaces language.
You know, I gotta be honest with you. I'm actually interested to listen to this album now. Oh, man. Brad Paisley speaking out against AI data centers being built near the Nashville Zoo. Good for Brad. We definitely don't need more of these.
By now, you've probably heard about the proposed data center that they want to build next to the Nashville Zoo, which is an absolute nightmare scenario.
I mean, the noise alone would probably disturb the animals, right? We don't want to do that. Rosie O'Donnell has opened up about a facelift decision at the Tony Awards.
I just wanted to tell everyone the truth. You know, I had to wrestle with myself as a feminist to do it, and it was a lot of money, but I'm very happy with the result. And if you tell your doctor, don't worry, I will never say I wish you did more.
Hey, whatever works, you know, whatever floats your boat. If you're happy, you're happy. Great. And Sharon Osbourne is rejecting criticism that she greenlit plans for an AI Aussie avatar as a cash grab.
I'm sorry for those people. I'm not asking you to come. I don't want your money. I don't need your money. I'm doing very well. Actually.
Okay, Sharon, I'm sure you are. I just think we're kind of in like the real early stages of AI. Like, this is still kind of the Wild West where famous people, celebrities, artists, everybody's still trying to figure out what we all think about this. And I think using AI to recreate people that have passed, not a good idea.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
On this day, June 9th, 1934, one of my all-time favorite cartoon characters first appeared on television. Or, I'm sorry, in a film reel. There wasn't any TV in 1934. What am I talking about? First on film, Mr. Donald Duck today. I'm sorry, Donald. I'll get it right next time. June 9th is National Getting It On Day. That was one of Salt and Pepper's little known hits. On this date back in 1958, The Purple People Eater by Sheb Woolley hit number one in the Billboard chart.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Wow, that was 68 years ago today. Johnny Depp turned 63 today, and Michael J. Fox is turning 65.
I don't find clocks on you.
Yeah, and it's 8 o'clock.
Exactly 25 minutes slow.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that it's 8:25?
Precisely.
Damn. I'm late for school.
Marty! There you go. Here's your flashback freakout today. Happy Tuesday. It's June 9th.